Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
So before we sing a bhajan, I'd just like everybody to picture something in your mind. 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with Nityananda Prabhu and Chandrasekhar Acharya and a group of devotees, we're walking from Mayapur to Jagannath Puri. And they came into Orissa, they went through Jajpur, they stopped in Bhubaneswar, and he had darshan, and they did kirtan in front of Lingaraj. And they walked from Bhubaneswar to Puri, and they came to the bank of this river. And it looked very much the same then as it does now. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his danda with Lord Nityananda, and he swam across the river to this place. So when we sing this song, I just want you to think about that and think about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because, you know, we were just talking a few minutes ago. We used to be in charge of the Boulder Preaching Center at one point with Sudarshan Prabhu some years ago. And that particular house that we had, they built it on a Native American burial ground. And then later we heard the story that there was some woman who was murdered inside the house. And that house had so many ghosts. It was a heavy kind of thing because some very heavy things had taken place there. When something very powerful happens in a place, there's a kind of psychic scar or image on that place. So you can think that about this place. A very, very powerful thing happened, and that energy is still here in this place. Aside from the fact, Adyapiha Chaitanya e Shabalila Kori, Jakoni Jahadi Kori, Drishtiadi Kori, that Gaura Lila is going on right now. Aside from the fact that we're coming here with Dameshwar Mahaprabhu and with Satyadeva Prabhu and Vaisheshika Prabhu, Mother Nirukula, and so many wonderful Vaishnavas, and we're coming here to do kirtan. But this is a place where you can come in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let's think about that. Let's keep that in our minds while we do kirtan, huh? Sri Guru Nitai Gaur Giriraj Radha Gopinath Ju Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Everybody's hanging out these songs about Nityananda, but I have another song I was going to sing first. Maybe you've heard it before, I don't know. Gauranga Karuna Koro Ami Dina Hina Jane Bolo. Gauranga Karuna Koro Ami Dina Hina Jane. Mosamo Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Mosamo Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Dande chana dori gora daki he tomara. Aha dake he toma. Dante china dori gora. Dake he toma. Kripa kori esho ama hridaya mandire. Esho ama. Kripa kori esho ama. Hridaya mandire. Gauranga karuna koro. Ami dina hina jane. Oh, jadi doya na kori be patita dekia. Oh, patita dekia. Jadidoya na kori be patita de kia. Patita pavana nama kishera lagia. Patita pavana nama kishera lagia. Oh, kishera lagia. Gauranga karuna koro. Ami dina hina jane. Oh, porichi bava tufane. Nahi kanistara. Oh, nahi kanistara. Porichi bava tufane. Nahi kanistara. Oh, nahi kanistara. Shicharana tarani dane. Dase koro para. Oh, Shicharana tarani dane. Dase koro para. Gauranga karuna koro. Ami dina hina jane. Mosamo patita prabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya prabhu. Dasiranu dasa. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasir Anudasa. Oh. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasir Anudasa. Oh, Dasir Anudasa. Pratana Kuro Ye Sada Narottamo Dasa. Pratana Kuro Ye Sada Narottamo Dasa. Sada Narottamo Dasa. Gauranga Karuna Koro Ami Dina Hina Jane. Mosamo Patita Prabhu. A little louder, please. Gauranga Karuna Koro Ami Dina Hina Jane. Mosamo Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Gora hey, 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 Gora hey. So we'll sing a little-known song, which I don't think has ever been translated into English before it was printed, in Sri Krishna Kathamrita Bindu, an email magazine, very important magazine, and you can subscribe for free if you want, in issue 196. So the way we'll sing this, we'll sing the first two lines together, Okay? Well, you'll follow me. And then the other lines after that are one at a time. And in between each set of lines, stanzas or couplets, then we'll all sing together, just like we do Gauranga Karuna Choral, we'll all sing the first two lines. Is that too complicated? Yeah. First two lines go together. It's a very nice song to Lord Nityananda. Adosha Dudasi Mora Prabhu Nityananda Sorry about that. I'll try again. Adosha Dudasi Mora Prabhu Nityananda Nabajinu Heno Prabhu Chadanada Binda Dudasi Mora Prabhu Nityananda. Adosha Dudasi Mora Prabhu Nityananda Nabajinu Heno Prabhu Chadanada Binda Adosha Dudasi Mora Nabajinu Heno Prabhu Hoi re na jani mui Kemona asura bolo Hoi re Kemona asura Hoi re na jani mui Came on a asura hoy Jani mui Came on a asura Payana bajinu heno Doyara takura Payana Payana bajinu heno doyara takura heno. Everyone all together, bolo. Adosha tadasi mora prabhuni Nityananda Nabajinu Heno Prabhu Chadanad Hoi re Obhaga Prana Kisuke Acha Hoi re Obhaga Prana Kisuke acha hoi re Obhaga prana Kisuke acha Nitai bolia keno Mariana ja Bolia keno Mariana ja Nitai bolia keno Mariana ja. Mariana ja. Bolo dosha drasimora Nityananda Nabajinu Heino Prabhu Charan Nityayu Karuna Suni Pasana Milaya Nitai karuna suni pasena milaya karuna suni pasena milaya hoi re daruna hiya Nadara bitaya Nadara bitaya Hoi re daruna hiya Nadara bitaya Hey, Adosha Drasimora Nityananda Nabajinu Heino Prabhu Nitai Chaitanya Appa Radha Nahi Mane Nitai Chaitanya Appa Radha Nahi Mane Nitai Chaitanya Appa Radha Nahi Mane Tanya Appa Radha Nahi Mane Jare Tare Nija Prema Bhakti Kori Dane Nija Prema Jare Tare Nija Prema Bhakti Kori Dane Oh, Bhakti Kori Dane Bolo Adosha Drasimora Nityananda Nabajinu Heino Prabhu Taranam loyite na gale morahiya Taranam loyite na gale morahiya Taranam loyite na gale morahiya Tarana loyite na gale morahi Krishna dasa kohe mui bodo abhagiya Nanda Murari. Krishna Krishna dasa kohe muhe bodo abagi. Ananda Murari. Ami bodo abagiya, ami bodo abagi, ami bodo abagiya, ami bodo. All together, bolo. Hey, adosha darasimora. Nityananda Nabajinu Heno Prabhu. One more time. Adosha Darasimura Prabhu Ni Nityananda Nabajinu Heno Prabhu Charanada Bhim. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Adosha Darasimora Prabhu Nityananda Nabajinu Heno Prabhu Charanada Binda Darasimora Prabhu Nityananda Nabajinu Heno Prabhu Everyone, you should all think about Lord Nityananda. And if you want, maybe you might want to close your eyes, except for you. Put your hands in the air. And let's all sing this together. Adosha Darasimora Prabhu Nityananda Nabajinu Heno Prabhu Charanara Jaya Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Jai Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ramdaya, Nityananda Jai Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram Jaya, Nityananda Ram. Jai Nitai, Jaya Go, Jai Nitai, Jaya Go. Jai Nitai, Jaya Go, Jaya Nitai, Jaya Go. Jai, Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Nitai Gaura Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Gaura Hare Bol. Hare Bol, Gaura. Nitai Gaura Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Gaura Hare Bol. Shri Guru Nitai Gaura Giriraj Radha Gopinacho Premanandi Hudi Hudi Bol. Srila Prabhupada Ke. Sri Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki. Sri Prem Datta Nityananda Prabhu Ke. Sri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari Ke. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Lalita Tota Gopinath Ju Ke. Jai Jai. Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Ganya gana gocha goloru haram Goranga guru tamago pyara kopa briksham Gopala gara rati danyati singha gora Govinda deshi kavaram satatam namami Guruve goda chandraya Radhikayai tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna bhaktaya tadbhaktaya namo namaha. Listen. Uttama adama kichu na bachila jachi adile kakola kahe premananda he mona gauranga hridaya dariya bola Bhaj Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga, Namare Bolo. Bhaj Gauranga, Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangeda Namare Chejana Goranga Baje Sehoi Amara Pranare Chejana Goranga Baje Sehoi Amara Pranare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Yashaiva padambuja bhakti labhya prema bidana parama pumarta tasmai jagan mangala mangalaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste chaitanya chandraya namo namaste chaitanya chandraya namo namaste Vancha kopatarubhyascha, kripa sindubhyeva cha, patitanam pavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo namo. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Some of you probably know these verses. Nityananda namastubhyam, premananda, Nityananda aham vande, karni lambita moktikam, chaitanya graja rupena pavitri krita bhutalam. Nityananda namastubhyam, premananda pradayane, kolo kalmasanasaya, janava pataye namaha. Nityananda maham vande, karni lambita moktikam, I offer my vandana, my prayers, to that Nityananda Prabhu, who has only one earring. That's another long story. We wrote something about it in our magazine we made about Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Chaitanya Graja Rupena. He's come as the older brother this time. Of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pravitri Krita Bhutalam. And by doing so, he's purified the surface of the earth. Nityananda Namastubhyam, I offer obeisances to that Nityananda Prabhu. Premananda Pradayane, who is giving the ecstasy of pure love of God. Kolo Kalmasanasaya, he's destroying the evils of Kali Yuga. Janava Pataye Namaha, he's the husband of Janava Mata. So in this place, we'd like to meditate something on the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This is also another small advertisement. In Sri Krishna Kathamrita, Bindu magazine, issue number 219, we printed these prayers to Lord Nityananda, and you can still download them. It's a free email magazine. We found a book many years ago, Manohar Bhajan Deepika, at Manasi Ganga, in one place, at Govardhan. And I found these prayers inside there, Sanskrit book written in Bengali. And I sent some of them to Gopi Puranadana Prabhu. And he translated some. So this is one of my very favorite verses I'd like to share with you. Please contemplate this. Odayena su kamadenu divishad Rakshendu chintamani Brindam brahma sukham cha sundarataya Kandarpa brindam prabhum Vatsalyena sumatridenu nichayam Vispardinam nandanam Nityanandam aham namami satatam Premabhisamvadinam Nityanandam aham namami satatam, satatam, constantly, always, I'm offering my obeisances to Nityananda Prabhu. My Guru Maharaj, he used to say there's two secrets to getting success in Nam Bhajan. Would you like to know what those two are? You interested? Okay. The first secret, he said, is that you should pray for other people. And that's very powerful to help your own Nam Bhajan. And the second thing he said was, every day, you should say prayers to Lord Nityananda. Nityananda maham namami satatam premabdi samvardinam. That Lord Nityananda, he's taken the ocean of love of God and he's expanded it. How can someone expand an ocean? But Lord Nityananda, he's done that. He's expanded the ocean of love of God, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. And he's such an amazing personality. Odaryena sukamadenu divishad rakshindu chintamani brindam brahma sukam. He gives a long list of very magnanimous personalities and things. The Odarya. Odaryena sukamadenu. The first one he mentions is a kamadenu cow, which will give you anything you want, a wish-fulfilling cow. And the author says, that's nothing like Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is much, much more Odarya. He's much, much more merciful than the kamadenu cow. Divishad, rakshindu chintamani. And then he says, well, Indra. Indra's very, very merciful. Don't get the wrong idea about Indra. Indra I vyakulam lokam ridayanti yuge yuge. He's a very important person. Krishna comes again and again to protect him because God always supports organized religion. And he's a temple president of the universe. Okay? And he sends rain. He's so kind. He gives rain everywhere. But his mercy's nothing like the mercy of Lord Nityananda. He said, okay. Then Rakshendu, the moon. Now, the moon is very, very merciful. The moon gives us light in the nighttime. But not only that, but the moon gives life to the vegetables. It gives substance to us. And not only that, but the moon is very cooling for people who are suffering the tapa or the fire of material existence. That moon is very, very kind. He gives some cooling rays. But the author says, it's nothing compared to Lord Nityananda. The Chintamani stone. If you have a Chintamani stone, you can do pretty good. You take that Chintamani stone and you can touch it to any piece of metal and it turns it into gold. It's very, very merciful stone. But that mercy of that Chintamani stone is nothing. Because you have to touch it as some metal. But Lord Nityananda, he's so kind that he may touch a stone-like heart like mine, even though it's not metal. It's stone. And he makes it into gold. He's more merciful than the moon because the moon only comes out at night. And even then, sometimes it's just Ardha Chandra, half moon, something. Very rarely is it Purnima, completely full. But Lord Nityananda, his mercy is always there, not just at night, but even during the day. And Indra, he has his problems. He's a great personality, but he's also demanding. Krishna was a little unhappy with him because he saw that Indra was demanding respect from the Brijbasis. And Jiva Goswami says that Krishna saw, who is this Badmash? This rascal. He thinks he's such a big person. The Brijbasis are millions of times more exalted than he is. Millions of times. And he's demanding respect from them. So Indra sometimes has his problems. He has this false ego. But Lord Nityananda, he doesn't have any false ego. He's a doshadarshi. He doesn't see fault in anyone. He gives mercy to everyone. And the Kamadhenu cow can give you so many things, but the Kamadhenu cow can't give you love of God. And Lord Nityananda can. Now, Brahma Sukham, he says, the happiness of Brahman. Don't even speak to us about that. We'll turn our head and want to run away. Because that happiness, that so-called Brahma Sukh, that happiness of Brahman, is nothing. It's not even compared. If you compare that ocean of happiness of Brahman to one drop of the happiness that Lord Nityananda is giving, if you try to compare those two, we say you're an atheist. Because the difference is so very, very vast. So in terms of Audharya, he's so much greater than any of these other things. And Sundarataya Kandarpa Brindam Prabhum, my Prabhu Nityananda. He's much, much more beautiful than this fellow Kandarpa. What do you call him? Cupid. Everybody raves about him. All the ladies become very excited. They say he's so very handsome. He's nothing compared to Lord Nityananda. Mataji, if I start speaking too fast, you can just raise your hand, okay? If I go too fast, because I get excited and I forget, okay? Please forgive me. She's chastising me before. And then he says, okay, so now first we've heard about his Audharya of Lord Nityananda. Then we heard about the beauty of Lord Nityananda. And what is that beauty of Lord Nityananda? It's not just that he has a nice nose and some beautiful eyes. He does, some beautiful hair. But his beauty is the beauty of love of God, the greatest of all beauty. Cupid doesn't have anything like that. And then he says, also in terms of Vatsalya, Vatsalyena Sumatridenu Nichayad. Now, who's very famous in terms of Vatsalya? Matri, your mother. She's very, very famous. She's so very, very kind. Govinda's mother. She's a very good mother. She loves her little boy so much. But if you compare the love of any mother in this material world to the Vatsalya Priti, the kindness, because a mother has a very special quality. I remember when I was a little boy, one of my first memories, I was maybe 2 years old. My parents saved money for years, and they bought a brand new car. It was a Morris Minor. And we lived on top of a big hill in the countryside, a long ways from any city. And I was watching my father drive the car. And so one day he parked the car on top of the hill, and I thought, yes. So I went out to their brand new car, and I didn't know how to do anything, but I just pulled this thing. It was the emergency brake that I pulled out. And the car started rolling down backwards down the hill. So I jumped out of the car, and it's a very small car. It's like a VW or something. And the front wheel ran over my foot. And then the car rolled back and smashed into a tree. And so there was a big drama. My mother came out, and she was crying because the car ran over my foot. And my father came out. He wasn't crying. He was going to kill me. My mother, God bless her, she saved my life. She took me and locked me into a room until my father calmed down. So that's the mother. Father, he may not forgive you. He may be very, very angry. But the mother, she's the best. If you ever have any problems, you go to your mother. Don't go to your father. You go to the mother. Mother always protects you. But the mercy of Lord Nityananda, the affection of Lord Nityananda, is millions of times greater than the affection of a mother in this world. And he has that special quality. That Vatsalyena Sumatridena, that the Matri, their quality is they're forgiving. Who cares? It was just a car. So we save money for a few years for the car, but his foot. She says like that. That's the mercy of a mother. She'll forgive you for everything. Father may not forgive you, but the mother will forgive. And Lord Nityananda is millions of times more forgiving than the greatest mother. Matri Denu, Denu, another, the cow. Cow is a very, very famous mother, and it's always very, very kind. Sometimes we see if you go, I just visited the cows over here a few minutes ago. Sometimes there's a mother cow, and the baby calf is going to drink milk, and he's butting with his head on her udders, on her breast, and it hurts. But that mother cow, she doesn't refuse him. She doesn't reject him, even though he's acting like a little rascal. Uh-huh. She still has love for him. And Lord Nityananda's mercy is like that. Even though sometimes the devotees, they may make some offense against Lord Nityananda, but he's so kind, he doesn't accept that. Uh-huh. And then he says that Visparadinam Nandinam, that his Vatsalya qualities, it defeats all these other mothers. And therefore, Nityananda Maham Namami Satatam, I offer my obeisances constantly, always, to Lord Nityananda. Uh-huh. Premabdi Sambhardinam, who's the that personality who expands the ocean of love of God. So we're at this special place today, and we like to meditate on Lord Nityananda. There's so many things we might like to tell you. I would like to say something about this song, first of all. It's a very special song. I learned this song from my Guru Maharaj. He was very fond of this song. And the author, like many Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas are very humble people. He only identifies himself as Krishna Das. Well, we're all Krishna Das. I don't know. I don't think it was Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami or a famous Krishna Das. His name actually might have been Balaram Das or Govinda Das, but he just gave some generic name out of humility. So we don't know anything about the author of the song, but this song is very popular in many different Gaudiya Vaishnava ashrams. I've heard it sung in many places. And the author is singing a very interesting thing. Adosha Durasi Mora. First of all, he says, Mora Prabhu Nityananda. He's my Nityananda. How can you say that? Nityananda Prabhu, he belongs to you? Yes. Why? Because he's Adosha Darshi. He doesn't see fault in anyone. So he's the only hope that I have. So he's mine. He's my only hope. And he says, but I'm so unfortunate. Na bhajinu heno prabhu charanada binda. I never worshipped him. Now I remember reading this and thinking to myself, that's a little strange. Okay, the author is writing a song glorifying Lord Nityananda, right? Offering prayers to Lord Nityananda, and he says, I never worshipped him. Nabajino Heno Prabhu Charanada Binda. What does it mean? It has a very deep purport. How do you worship? Is Gita Priya here? She's very expert. Okay, Gita Priya, we have a technical question for you. Okay? Because we've heard that you also know about puja. Okay, if you're going to worship the sun, what do you offer the sun? Do you know? Water, no. Okay. Now, next question. We'll see. Maybe someone knows the answer to that one. You may know the next answer, though. If you're going to worship the Ganga, what do you offer the Ganga? What water? Ganga water. And if you worship the sun, you offer fire. Right? So if you want to worship Lord Nityananda, how do you worship Lord Nityananda? It means you have to become Adosha Darshi. Oh, this is why. This is my problem. This is it. I always heard everybody running around saying, yes, Lord Nityananda is so merciful. And I thought, yeah, well, gee. I've been saying prayers to him every day. Every morning I get up and I recite different names of Nityananda Prabhu. I'm still a rotten wretch. So it's not working. What's going on? Because I'm not actually worshiping him properly. Nabajino Heno Prabhu Charanarabinda. I never worshiped Lord Nityananda. Hoire na jani mui kemona asura. I didn't know. I'm a big demon. Kemone asura. Paya nabajinu heno. Doyara takura. He's Doyara Thakur. He's the God, the Thakur, the deity of mercy, of Doya. Uh-huh. And here's the proof. I didn't worship him. Look at me. Mm-hmm. I'm such a rotten person. Hoireya Bhaga Prana Kisukeya Chaha. And then the author begins to speak in a very personal way. He says, hey, my pran, you're a bhagar pran. You're very, very unfortunate. You're never satisfied. I gave you everything you wanted. When you were a little boy, you wanted a red fire truck. And you screamed and cried and started breaking everything in the store until your mother finally said, okay, we'll buy the truck. And they got you the truck. And then later on, you wanted a little pedal-powered car, and you got that. And then later on, when you got a little older, you wanted a girlfriend, and you got that. Mm-hmm. And you got all these different things that you've wanted. But he says that, hoireya bhaga prana kisukeya chaha, you're still not happy. Even though I've worked so hard. To give you every little thing that you want. But kisuke achaha, when will you be satisfied? Your life is useless. You're like a ghost. A ghost is someone who has so many desires, but he can't fulfill them because he doesn't have the body to do it. All he can do is smell. But he can't taste anything, can't eat anything, can't enjoy other sensual pleasures. He's very miserable. So he says, what is the value of your life? Nitai bolia keno Mariana Jaha. Don't say this at the Sunday feast program. He says that better that you die. Okay, don't do that at the Sunday feast program. Right? Better that you die. Why? But he says, before you die, at least one time. You just die because your life is completely useless. You're like a ghost. You have all these desires that you can't fulfill. But just one time before you die, you call out the name. Nityananda! 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 Don't die. Vaisheshika will be very upset with me. There's another meaning also, though. The meaning is that if you really want to call out the name of Lord Nityananda, you have to die materially. Because in this world, we all have so many hopes, isn't it? I remember one friend of mine, he's been married 7 times. And each time the girl kicks him, she cheats on him. She goes to someone else. And each time he suffers like anything. And each time, a few months later, or a year later, a few weeks, he sees another girl. And he thinks, maybe this one will be different. Because he has some hope. Even though he's been kicked so many times, and even though he must be very embarrassing to be married 7 times, you know, and have to show your face amongst everybody. Still he thinks, maybe this one will be different. And so that hope is binding us in this material world. So we have to become hopeless. No hope. There's no hope. Forget it. Just forget it. You're never going to be able to enjoy. I'm really sorry. Don't say that at the Sunday feast either. He said, but before you, if you, he says like this, that If you have this attitude that you've died materially, then you can call out the name of Lord Nityananda. Because as long as we're hoping that maybe she'll be different, maybe this one I'll be happy with, then there's always some hope. And we're never going to be able to call out the name of Lord Nityananda. So then the author of this song, he describes, what is the mercy of Lord Nityananda? Nitai karuna suni pasenamilaya. His mercy is so amazing. When the stones heard about the mercy of Lord Nityananda, the stones started melting. But you know what? Hoi re taruna hiya nadarabitaya. The stones melted, but not my heart. My heart is stronger than the stones. Why didn't it melt? Nitai chaitanya apa radhanahimane. You can't say that it's because of some offense to Lord Nityananda, because nitai chaitanya apa radhanahimane. They don't consider any offense. They're so very, very merciful. Jare tare nija prema bhakti koridane. And rather, jare tare nija prema. Doesn't say, just say prema bhakti, but it says nija prema bhakti. Their own love, their own ecstasy, they give koridane to the devotees. Now, how is it that Lord Nityananda is so merciful and Mahaprabhu is so merciful and they don't accept any offense, but still, I'm just a rotten person and I'm not getting any happiness? What's going on? Vrindavan Das Thakur, this is a very nice thing in Chaitanya Bhagavat. I'll sing this, and you can chant Hare Krishna in response, right? Double time in response. Jayamara dasira sakrit ninda kore modanama kopa taru sanghare tahari bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very amazing thing. Jayamada dasira sakrit nindakori. Moranama kopataru sanghare tahari. Moranama kopataru. My holy name, which is like a kopataru, a wish-fulfilling tree, that same name will destroy you if you're offending the Vaishnavas. The same name. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, they may forgive you if you offend them. But if you offend a devotee, what will happen to you? Now, you might think that this doesn't apply to me. I have one friend who fancies himself to be very wise. And he once publicly declared that actually it's very difficult to do Vaishnava aparad. It's almost impossible. Because to do Vaishnava aparad, first of all, you have to find someone who's a Vaishnav. And they're all bogus. They're not Vaishnavas. This was his idea. It's very difficult to do Vaishnava aparad. I don't recommend this attitude. So we want to know, okay, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, anyone, Jayamara Das here, anyone who offends Amara Das, my servant, that person's in big trouble, even though they may be chanting the holy name. Okay, $64,000 question at our game show today. Who is that das? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who speaks this verse, in the next line in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he tells us who that das is. It's very simple Bengali. You listen, you'll understand, I think. Ananta Brahmande Jata Sabha Moradas ATKJ Prada Hingse Se Jayanas Bolo Hare Krishna. Okay, so we're going to have a Bengali lesson, short Bengali lesson. I'm not a very good Bengali teacher. What does the word Ananta mean? Unlimited. Okay, next question. The word Brahmanda, universe. Okay, now in Bengali grammar, when you end it with a, we put an E at the end, Brahmande, it means in. So Ananta Brahmande, in the unlimited universes, right? Okay. Sabha, what does Sabha mean? Means Sarva in Sanskrit, means all. Mora, mine, Das, servant. Anante Brahmanda Jata, Sabha Mora Das. Everyone and all the unlimited universes is my servant. And ATKJ Pada Hingse Sage Ayanas, anyone who offends any other living entity, Sage Ayanas, they'll be destroyed. Now, I know what you're thinking. You may be thinking, but this doesn't apply to me. Right? I mean, see? I chant japa every day. I've got Kunti Mala on. I came on the yacht to the Jagannath Puri. I've distributed so many books, and I worship Tulsi every day. So I'm not in this category. Acha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes on to say, Sanyasi jaddi anandaka ninda kore adapate jaya sarva dharma guche tare. Bolo, Hare Krishna. Sanyasi jaddi. You may be a big, big sannyasi Thakur. Sanyasi jaddi. But ninda, if you do ninda, you start criticizing people. Then ada pate jaya sarva dharma guchitari. You're going to lose everything. How many different types of bhakti are there described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Does anybody know? That's a tough question, huh? Okay, 64. 64 different angas of bhakti. Now, how many angas of bhakti are described in Srimad Bhagavatam? 9, okay? So that's a pretty big discount, right? Now, what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? 5, almost 50% off sale from the 9. And then Mahaprabhu, he told the devotees, look, okay, 50% off is not enough. You need a bigger sale. We're going to give you a, gosh, what is it? It's, I think it's like about 80% off, okay? If ladies, if you had an 80% sale, I think people in America would faint. They'd become excited. They start, what do they call that? Blue Monday or something? Black Friday? So he says, look, okay. All right, you can't do those 5 things. All right, I know it's hard. Very difficult in Kali Yuga. He said, look, just do 2 things. All right, just two things. That's all. One you do and one you don't do. All right, can you handle that? Anandika hoy je sakrit ninda kore. Whoops. Anandika hoy je sakrit Krishna bole. Sacha sacha muni tare urari bohele. Hare. Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu said sacha sacha. What does sacha mean? Truth. Satya also means I promise. Satya also means I vow. And I said, this is the truth. I promise. I vow. Satya, satya, munitare udari boheli. I'll deliver you. Don't worry about it. You just do these 2 things. Never mind the 64, never mind the 9, never even mind the 5. 2. If you can just do these 2 things, what is that? Anandaka and hoije. Don't criticize anyone. And Sakrit Krishna Bole. Chant Krishna's name. He's made it so easy, hasn't he? But even though he's made it so easy, still, we have a hard time. Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj he says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that he's given us the easiest process with the topmost result. You just chant the holy names and you get everything. But we're so unfortunate. What happens? We say, Hare Krishna. He said, we can't even chant Hare Krishna. Huh? He said, therefore, he's made another arrangement also. Jagannath Mahaprasad. How many of you have fallen asleep during your japa? Be honest now. Has anybody ever fallen asleep during japa? Okay. How many of you have fallen asleep while you're taking Jagannath Mahaprasad? See? It's very, very merciful. He's so very, very kind. Huh? So the author of this song, he gives us this hint. Because Lord Nityananda's Adosha Darshi. So stop it. Stop criticizing everyone. Stop finding fault with him. Stop appointing ourselves to be the judge. Huh? See, the way I figure it, everybody has to have a job. And we have a job offer. You can work for the court. There's two different courts you can work for, depending on your attitude. One of the courts you can work for, this guy, his name is Chitragupta. Mm-hmm. And in that court, you go around and you have a notebook and you have a pen and you say, okay, Madhuri Puri Prabhu, I saw that. He was eating prasadam in the bathroom. Okay. Very, very bad. Huh? Ananda Marari Prabhu. And he watched television for 10 seconds when he was walking past that hotel. We saw that. So you make note of all those things, right? Some people are like that. Huh? And you get to work for Chitragupta. And you get to hang out with these other guys who are called the Yamadutas. Huh? Right? Because that's the Yamaduta's business. And you work for the court of Yamaraj. Right? Now there's another court also in this world, and that's the court of Lord Nityananda. Now if you'd like my humble recommendation, I would strongly suggest the second court is a much better court to work for several reasons. Because the first court, if you make any mistakes, you're going to have a big problem. But the second court is a court of mercy. But if you want to work in that court, then you have to give up the evil propensity to criticize others. Otherwise, how can we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda? Huh? So then the author of the song, he sings it, Taranam loyite na gale morahiya. He said, I know. Krishna das kahe mui bodo abhagiya. Ami bodo abhagiya. Ami bodo abhagiya. I'm very, very unfortunate. Because he's giving this mercy just for the price of faith of the holy name. He's giving it to everyone. But Tada nam loite na gali morahiya. That holy name is not there in my heart. It's not even there in my throat. I'm too busy talking about other people and criticizing this one and that one and presenting myself as very, very great. And therefore, Krishna Das, akohe mui bodo abhagiya. He says, I'm so unfortunate that I'm not getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So, there's a whole lot to say about this place also. And there's also some lessons I'm meditating on about this place. But, I don't know, I think maybe Vaisheshika, we'd like to say something.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Viditam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpadrubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Kupremanande I was appreciating what Madhavananda Prabhu was saying when we first arrived here, and that was that every place has its influence according to the events that have taken place there. He gave the example of a ashram in which somebody had an unfortunate incident that ended their life. And from then on, the place was permeated by bad energy. And in these special holy places that we come to, even if they're a little, sometimes in Jagannath Puri or Vrindavan, we might find that it's a little bit smoky, like in Govardhan Hill. If you look on your weather app on your phone, you can see that in Chicago it's raining, somewhere else it's hot. But you look in at the Govardhan and it says smoke. That's it, just smoke. Because there's so much smoke in the air from the fires. That's true, yeah. And I was thinking that this morning when I woke up in the morning, the breeze from the ocean was coming in, but it was half mixed with smoke from people burning who knows what. But I didn't care so much because I was thinking of the purpose of being here and of the great power of these holy places to influence us. What to speak of being in the holy place and then hearing about our relationship with Krishna and how to develop relationship with Krishna, just as the last bhajan that you were explaining, Madhavananda Prabhu, was so practical that by avoiding offenses and by chanting Hare Krishna, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, give us mercy. So in this place, there's a very sweet, almost sometimes considered funny, but very esoteric pastime between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas, which was, of course, a big shock to everybody, but he's the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when he decided to do that, everyone knew that he had made up his mind and he will do that. He's an individual person. And when he was traveling through this place on his way to Jagannath Puri, Lord Nityananda had taken charge of his danda, which at that time was a ekadanda, because he had taken sannyas in this line that comes from Shankaracharya, in which they keep one danda. And also, this order of sannyas has four levels: Bahudak, Kudichak, Parivrajakacharya, and Paramahamsa. There's levels in all the Vedic systems so that by gradual steps one can make advancement. In the sannyas, in the Varnashram, the sannyas order starts with Bahudak, where one just moves out of the house and lives in a little hut nearby the family. And the family, they come by and they put some food through the window. But you live separately. And then after that, you give up doing that. And then you go out into the field and you collect some grains. And then you live off of that. And after that, you just wander around the whole world without caring where you're going and depend on whatever Krishna gives you. And progressively, one realizes how Krishna's there within the heart. And he's there taking care of every living entity. Automatically, he's there. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo viditati kaman. Just like when we came here, I was watching in this beautiful river and I saw a big fish come up and he looked really fat. And I was just thinking, he's down there enjoying life in the river and he has all the food that he needs. And then a bird sat on that wire. He's getting everything. The Parivrajakacharya looks around and sees, oh, Krishna's taking care of everyone. He simply goes and teaches about Krishna. And then finally, Paramahamsa means that one retires from any activity except for internal activity and simply cultivates one's relationship with Krishna. So these are various levels of sannyas. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this sannyas order, actually it was utilitarian because he wanted to impress people. He wanted people to come to him and offer respects, which they still do in India, what to speak of 500 years ago, so that they would make advancement in spiritual life. But Lord Nityananda didn't appreciate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carrying a danda. Only in the first two levels of sannyas does one carry a danda. And later, as Parvajakacharya and Paramahamsa, one needn't carry a danda around. So Nityananda Prabhu was indignant about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's need to carry a danda, because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What to speak of Paramahamsa? He's the Lord of all Paramahamsas. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to hold his danda and went away for a little while, Nityananda Prabhu broke it into three pieces and threw it into the river. And when he came back, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back and asked him where his danda was, Nityananda Prabhu gave him some double talk. He said, you know, we were walking along, you were in ecstasy, you fell on me, I fell on you, the danda, and it broke, and I don't know where it is. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a little angry. He showed a little anger. Of course, throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find this dichotomy that there are two levels going on. One level is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showing external etiquette must be followed. So he shows a little anger. It was my only possession, he said, in life. And now it's gone. I left it in your care, and you got rid of it. But internally, the acharyas explain that actually he was very pleased, because this is a fact, that he is the Supreme Personality of God. And what does he need with any external signs? There's this tension going on throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where externally he's showing one thing, but internally Kaviraj Goswami is telling us, no, he's very pleased. He's happy with this understanding that there's no designation needed. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is without any designation. His one of the famous verses that he utters in front of Jagannath Swami, and which is immortalized in our Archanapadati, in all the Gaudiya Vaishnava worship. When we sit down to worship the Lord, we first do the Bhuta Shuddhi, which means we have to purify the elements. Elements of our body and minds are becoming constantly contaminated. Just like I liked what you said, Satyadev Prabhu, in your class about your room. I became hypersensitive after you said that. I asked Nirkula to help me figure out how to get it completely clean and neat and organized. But this is the plight in the material world, constantly becoming contaminated. So before we sit down to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have to purify the mind and all the senses. So naham vipro nacha narapatir napi vaishona shudro. Naham vipro nacha narapatir napi vaishona shudro. Naham varni cha griyapato napatir va. Naham vipro nacha narapatir napi vaishona shudro. Naham varni nacha griyapatir vanasto yatir va. Kinto prodyan nikila paramaranda purnam ritabdir gopi bartu parakamalior das das anudasaha. Who was that last night that was Ananda Gopika was going to say a verse, and then she said it's different when you're sitting in front of everybody? Yeah, you can say verses all day long sitting by yourself, but then when you sit down in front, there's some energy that comes and starts pushing it in different directions. Naham vipro nacha narapatir. He said, I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Shudra, I'm not a sannyasi, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, none of these things. What am I? My identification is I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of the maintainer of the gopis. A very sweet prayer. But this is the non-designation that is the hallmark of our process of devotional service. Anyabhilashita shunyam, no, sarvapati vanirmuktam, tapratvina nirmalam, rishikena, rishikesha, sevanam bhakti ruchite. There's a way in which by performing devotional service, the goal is to become completely free from all designation. I'm not any of these external designations. And by performing devotional service, one's senses gradually become purified from these designations. And even in the status of a Vaishnav, those who are the Nirupadi Vaishnav are especially considered to be exalted Vaishnavs, but they don't have any feeling that I'm even a Vaishnav, practically. They feel I'm just a humble servant, no designation at all. So this is in this place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows the importance of this through Nityananda, because they're actually one person. But Nityananda Prabhu enacts this pastime, breaking his danda, showing the non-designation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And speaking of the mercy of Lord Nityananda is extremely enlivening, because everybody needs a chance in this world. This is the mood of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. It's mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu maya mrigam dayate ipsitaman vadavad. He came to this world to really run after people, to give them Krishna consciousness. And I've heard also that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would give Krishna bhakti to anyone who asked for it. And Lord Nityananda would give it to people even who didn't ask for it. And I felt like this morning when we stopped at that bus station. This is a very practical way of connecting that to Lord Nityananda's mercy that Srila Prabhupada extended to us and showed by his example. He came to America and he said, I don't think that anybody here actually wants this, but he chased after them. He chased after people. He followed them to the parks. He went to big cities everywhere. And then he sent his devotees out and said, go after them. Go get them. And go look for them. Hunt them down. Because initially, people don't want to hear about Krishna. Even devotees sometimes, as Madhavananda Prabhu was pointing out, the material energy is so oppressive, someone might think, I don't even want to chant Hare Krishna. But Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, they chase after the conditioned souls. And this morning when we stopped in at the bus station, we thought at first there's nobody here, because when we first pulled up, it's nothing. But we pushed a little bit to look and see, where are they? There must be somebody, one person here that could get this. And so, you know, we went a little farther, and so, oh, there's a few people over there. So we moved the bus, and as we went further in, we found out there was thousands of people. I even found when we were leaving, I walked to the back, and there were about 20 more buses in the back. The people were there. But when we started approaching people, at first there's always some hesitancy that I have some designation that I am this isn't my place. I don't want to interrupt anybody. Whatever that designation might be in my mind. But then as we go further into the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we find that it's practically, it comes gushing out when we see that people are receptive and eagerly awaiting the mercy. And I saw all the devotees fanning out into the bus station, and everywhere we looked there were books and lollipops and stickers. And then news started coming back in that somebody got on one of the buses, and everybody on the bus took a book. Somebody else said there was a group there, they asked for 71 books. We didn't 78 books. We didn't have 78 Hindi books, but keeps coming more and more as we keep trying to execute the order, the mood of Lord Nityananda, by just without any designation, just going out and following the instruction to chase after the conditioned souls and give them something. And fortunately, we have something to give them. So this place where we're very fortunate to be today is a place where we can pray for that mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be without any designation. It's simply that I'm Das, 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 Anudas, and Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayo Das, Das, Anudas. Just let me be this instrument to help spread the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Gaur Premanande Haribo.
Hare Krishna. Just a quick something. I was very impressed, Madhavananda Prabhu, the teaching you gave is that if we want to worship the sun, then we can only worship by offering the fire, or the Ganges by offering Ganga water, or Lord Nityananda, because he's a dosha darsha, he doesn't see fault in others, then we can only offer him that. So we have to become that ourselves. And I remember last year on the yatra, we were encouraged that when we came to a special holy place like this, or like when we go to the Siddhapakula, the place of Haridas Thakur tomorrow, or when we go to Mayapur, when we come to these spots, we have the opportunity. And maybe we have some particular fault, like maybe we're not a dosha darshana, but we want to become like that. Or maybe we do have a tendency to criticize others, or even worse, criticize others talking to someone else, or speaking about things we've heard third or fourth hand about someone else. And maybe we may find we do have some tendencies if we're honest enough to look there. So this is an opportunity where we can confess that to Lord Nityananda and then ask him for his help, for his blessing. Or we could even take a step further than that and make a vow that on this day I'm gonna quit criticizing others. Or whatever. So you can take a moment to contemplate that, and just maybe nothing comes to you immediately, but just to be open to that and just see what pops up. Maybe there's something that there's something within you that's ready to be released, and just open your heart to that. That's all.
What a beautiful comment.
Is the microphone?
Just while we're waiting a second, Satyadev Prabhu's last comment really resonated with me. It's such a powerful thing. These places, we have to give up the attitude of being a tourist and just come to some place to take pictures and buy a t-shirt or something. But these are places we come and something's going to happen in our heart. We should look for that. We should meditate on that. We should strive for that. It's a very beautiful comment. Thank you. Fuji.
I have one observation and a question. The observation I have is Maharaj, when you approach people to share the book with them, I saw that when you opened your shoes and then approached them, the other guy immediately responded accordingly. He opened his shoes, took off his shoes, and then the whole atmosphere changed, and he was so open and receptive to the words you were talking to him, and I think he took some books and few other things, so that caught my attention immediately. And the question I have is that you said that before chanting we should purify ourselves. I mean, for ISB team, they know the prayers, but I tried to watch, but I don't know. So what are the prayers you would like people to chant, prayers to sing before we start our chanting in the morning? Thank you.
Taking off one's shoes here, especially in Orissa, I've noticed that it's a custom. Of course, we notice it when we're in Silicon Valley and we go door to door and we meet very pious Indians, right, Malini? A lot of times we'll be at the door, they're giving a donation to take off their shoes, they'll step outside, right? There's these things. But especially here, last year I noticed when we were doing Harinam and Alwarnath, also known as Alwarnath, that we were doing Harinam walking down the street, and somebody stopped on their motorcycle, became very angry at us because we were wearing shoes. He was irate, in fact. And I started to get the impression here about the shoes. It's a big thing. So then just on doing book distribution here, I just noticed that if you approach people and immediately kick off your shoes, they take notice, like, okay, this is serious now. And not only that, it practically obligates them to take a book because as soon as you take your shoes off and the whole thing, it's like they have to accept it. And it was just something that I noticed in the environment, so I started doing it with every person. Kick my shoes off, and then everyone comes over. What's going on now? What's he got? You know, and the whole thing happened. So that was Krishna's special mercy, and we're going to try it wherever we go now. See how that works. But there's always something culturally to find a way in which to connect to people. And as Prabhupada said, this is the art of book distribution. And as far as prayers to say before chanting Hare Krishna, there are a couple prayers that I like very much. Of course, one is what I call the great search for sincerity. There's maybe some sincerity there within my heart. I don't know where it is. I've maybe had glimpsed it from a distance once in my life or twice in my life, seen it. It's very fleeting. But I make a prayer to let me search for that. If I could just find it somewhere, then I would be able to chant. And another prayer, that's a mood before chanting. And another prayer that I like to make is that, my dear Lord, O Holy Name, please give me the best of association and the intelligence to take advantage of it. Because I've realized in my life that any kind of advancement I've been able to make has been by the mercy of advanced devotees. And sometimes I've noticed also that advanced devotees might be nearby, even sitting right next to me, but because of a number of different coverings, including envy, I'm not able to take advantage of it. Because, like, no thank you. But these two things are very helpful. That Krishna can arrange for us to have good association. And someone was just telling, it was Madhavananda Prabhu was telling us yesterday about his prayer to meet an exalted Vaishnava. And then soon afterwards, he met his spiritual master, Gaur Govinda Maharaj. And I was remembering how important it is to keep that prayer going always, to be able to receive the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and also to have the state of mind and the state of heart to be able to fully take advantage of sadhu sangha. And if one, let's say, if I chant with that mood that I'm asking for something, I'm begging for that with an open heart, then I find it's very effective for, or I should say in my case, somewhat effective sometimes in the process of chanting.
Well, I'd like to do something for a moment that I learned from someone a little close to me. Want anybody stand up? Before I say a little something about this place and some thoughts behind it, I'd just like to make one little reflection here. Isn't it amazing? Maybe I'm the only one, but I suspect I'm not. Does anybody here feel a lot more peaceful? Raise your hand. And it doesn't mean that this place is more powerful or better than the Gambira or Toda Gopinath or this place or that, but we're very much affected by external things, isn't it? And we also need to have a Gambira, a quiet place that we can go to and be with devotees, and especially have some katha and we can really open up our heart. It's a very, very important thing. So I'd like to read something to you. Maybe if I'm allowed, maybe I'll sing it from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is from Madhyalila chapter 5. Kama pore asi bhagi nari snana koila nityananda hate prabhu danda dharaila bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Srila Prabhupada translates this. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Kamalpur, he took his bath in the Bharganadi River and left his sannyas staff in the hands of Lord Nityananda. When we were coming here, Vaisheshika Prabhu was speaking about this purport, so I thought I should read it. Prabhupada writes in the purport, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Ancha chapter 2, it is said that when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Sri Bhubaneswar, he visited the temple of Lord Shiva, known as Gupta Kashi, the concealed Varanasi. Lord Shiva established this as a place of pilgrimage by bringing water from all holy places and creating the lake known as Bindu Sarovar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath in this lake, feeling a great regard for Lord Shiva. From the spiritual point of view, people still go to take a bath in this lake. Actually, by taking a bath there, one becomes very healthy. Even from the material viewpoint, taking a bath and drinking the water of this lake can cure any disease of the stomach. Regular bathing certainly cures indigestion. The river Bargi, or Bharganadi, came to be known as Dandabhanga Nadi, after Lord Chaitanya bathed in its waters. It is situated 6 miles north of Jagannath Puri. The reason for the change in names is given as follows. So, originally this place, as said, it was known as Kamalapur. Kamalapur means the place of the lotuses. Because the Bhargavi River here, at that time, was said to be full of lotus flowers. on either side of the river. And there's so many lotus flowers that it became known as Kamalpur. The next verse describes Kaputeshwar Dekite. Yeah.
I have some personal experience with this. I mentioned the other day that I totally forgot about it, but I mentioned the other day that I traveled to Jagannath Puri with Srila Prabhupada, and on the way we went to Bhuvaneshwar and we stopped at Bindusvarova, and I remember this, and we all took bath there, and I didn't know the story of this lake at the time, but up until that trip, I had developed really bad diarrhea. In those days in India, there was no bottled water, and the devotees often got sick. And I had been sick for 2 weeks. And after we bathed in that river, we bathed in Bindusvarova, my stomach problems were healed. And I found out about the reason later. So it wasn't like a placebo effect. That's what I'm trying to say. So it actually worked.
I like to hear all these medicine kind of comments, you know. It's very practical. Also, that water, we were telling the devotees earlier, Gaura Govinda Maharaj was giving that water to Srila Prabhupada when Prabhupada was in Bhubaneswar and Puri, and he took that water to Vrindavan with him. Just before Prabhupada left to give to Srila Prabhupada. So in the next verse, it said there, Kaputeshwar Dekite Gela Bhakta Gana Sange Eta Nityananda Prabhu Koila Danda Bange Bola Hare Krishna. Tina kanda kori danda dila basana bhakta sange aila prabhu mahesha dekina bolo Hare Krishna. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Lord Shiva, known as Kaputeshwar, Nityananda Prabhu, who was keeping his sannyas staff in custody, broke the staff in three parts, and threw it into the river Bargi Nadi. Later, this river became known as Dandabhanga Nadi. And there's a long purport with Srila Prabhupada, not so long, with Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, and it's almost word for word what Vaisheshika Prabhu was just saying. I just thought it was amazing. I don't know if you read this thing just before you came today but it's just wonderful to hear. I love it when devotees say things which are very much just right out of Prabhupada's books. So I won't comment so much on that, but he speaks about the temple of Kaputeshwar Mahadev. Kaputa means what? Can anybody say? Any Hindis? Kaputa means that, but Kaputa means a pigeon. So in the Skanda Purana, actually, I found that section some years ago in Skanda Purana, and I noted down some of the shlokas. I don't know if I could find it very quickly or not. Let's see. It said that Lord Shiva, he was doing his bhajan in this place, and there it is. Oh. Tapa prabhavata svasit stali brindaupanam. That he saw that this place is none different from Vrindavan. This is another pramana. So many Puranas, so many statements from our acharyas describing that Jagannath Puri Dham is Vrindavan. But it's Gupta Vrindavan. It's a hidden chamber of Vrindavan. So anyway, Lord Shiva was present here at this place, which today is known as Chandanpur, a small town here, previously known as Kamalpur. And when he was there with Parvati, and Lord Shiva, he has the adhikar to be intimate and erotic with Parvati, and that creates the whole universe. But still, in spite of his qualification for that, when the Lord comes, appears that he becomes very shy. So just at that time, Lord Ramachandra happened to come here, along with Sita, and Lord Shiva was with Parvati Devi, and he became very, very shy, he and Parvati. And so they manifested the form of pigeons, and they hid from the Lord. And so there's a temple, a little ways from here, not so far, called Kaputeshwar Mahadev, and that deity is said to be there from Satya Yuga. It's a very interesting linga. If you look at it, you know, a linga is shaped like this. This linga, there's nothing left, perhaps because it's so very, very ancient. I've seen some very ancient Shiv lingas also. We made two printed magazines about Shivji, one in Bhubaneswar and Puri and one in Braj. And we went all over the place looking for old ancient Shiv lingas. And some of them in Braj I found also, the linga was completely gone. So many things can be said about this place. Yet the Bhargavi Jamuna, the Purusha Bodhani Shruti, the Atharva Veda, says that this river is non-different from the Jamuna River. And every year on the day of Janmashtami, Krishna Janmashtami, they have a Maha Jamuna Snan festival, which they traditionally take part in here, even before the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they say. And according to some local books that are 500 years old, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also taking part in that festival. And interestingly, it's also said that this other branch of the river up here, just before, this is an island actually we're sitting on right now, is the Ganga's manifested. And there's an ancient deity of Ganga Devi not so far from here. And that's also a very ancient tradition. And this place is considered to be like the Triveni. The Sarasvati is also manifested here. And Bhrigu Muni, seeing how powerful this place was, he came here to do his yajna. And his exact yajna stala now, it's gone. They say it's under the water somewhere. And his particular place where he had his yajna stala, no matter where, what time of year it was, because you obviously wouldn't, the sun is always moving, and the sun rises maybe over here the one time of the year, and another time of year it rises over here. But regardless of what time of the year it was, the first rays of the sun would always fall exactly on his ashram. Bhrigu Muni is a very important person. Krishna in the Gita says that of sages, I'm Bhrigu, and you may know Bhrigu, he's the one who went and kicked Lord Vishnu in the chest. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, I'm not going to go so much into that, but there's a wonderful story there telling that. And the explanation is given is that Bhrigu actually was such a very antaranga bhakta, so very intimate with the Lord, that he knew the Lord's desire, that the Lord wanted to establish himself as completely peaceful. And that's why Bhrigu Muni kicked him. By the Lord's desire. It wasn't that Bhrigu was just trying to do some laboratory experiment and see who's going to get the most angry or whatever, but it was actually by the desire of the Lord. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur says a very interesting thing. He says that you never know. Devotees may be taking prasadam in the bathroom. They may be doing some crazy thing, and we may criticize them. But just like Bhrigu Muni, he went and kicked the Lord. We would certainly criticize someone if they went and kicked the deity or something. But actually, he was doing it by the Lord's desire. So you can't really understand who's a devotee. So then Vrindavan Das Thakur says, well, this is a big problem. How am I going to know who's a devotee and who's not a devotee? And he gives such a wonderful comment. He says, I have a very good solution to this. The solution is, respect everybody like a devotee. Then you have no problem. And this is the mood of the devotees. And this is the mood that Lord Nityananda taught here in this place. I was thinking deeply about what is the classroom, what is the lesson in this place. And I'm very inspired to share with you that I was thinking exactly what Vaisheshika Prabhu was saying, that this place one of the lessons here is that the devotees are nirupadi. They don't have any upadis, any designations. And therefore, as we were saying the other day, Raghunath Das Goswami, in the 10th stanza, in the 9th stanza, I think it is, 10th stanza, of his Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam, he says, Nirupadi Karunena, Shisachinandanena. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his karuna, is Nirupadika Karuna. It's very wonderful. And this is a little reflection I also would like to share with you about this group that we're with today. I've seen so many devotees come to Puri. And we try to encourage everyone to do some book distribution. And I see a lot of the devotees, they go and they kind of look for wealthy people to give them a book because they're going to have money. And a lot of people in Puri don't have money. Or maybe they'll go to the Brahmins because they can read more and some of the local people can't read. But I was so happy to see the devotees here going to ditch diggers and street cleaners and rickshaw wallahs, as well as Brahmins and wealthy people and anybody, because this is the mercy, this is the mood of Mahaprabhu. It's nirupadika karunina. There's no upadis, no designations. So what is the special quality about that here in this place? There's an antaranga karan and a bahiranga karan, an internal reason and an external reason. Internally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, as we spoke yesterday at the Gambira, because he wanted to taste Radha Bhav. And this is the place where he could become a kuntik, one-pointed. And this is the meaning of his sannyas lila. What is the necessity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take sannyas? In the Gita, sannyasi cha yogi cha na niragnyana chakriya, it says that the sannyasi and the yogi, they don't touch fire. They don't do anything like that. And Krishna describes the purpose of sannyas in Bhagavad Gita. If I can find the verse, it's not coming to my mind. 18th chapter. He says that kamyanan karmanam nyasam sanyasam kavayo vidu sarva karma phalat tyagam prahus tyagam vichakshana. The sannyas means giving up material desires, giving up material activities. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave up material activities. How can we say like that? And so Lord Nityananda, he broke that dunda. This is nonsense. He's not taking sannyas for that purpose, but his sannyas is a very, very deep thing. And he tells Lochandas Thakur, he says in Chaitanya Mangal, Oneka rahasya katha kahi batahate vairagya adbhuta prabhu ute jena mate bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. He says, Oneka rahasya katha. I'm going to tell you many. Oneka means many. Rahasya means very confidential. Katha, many truths, many words. I'm going to tell you many secrets, such as the vairagya adbhuta, the astonishing renunciation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the purpose behind it. In the Prema Vilas by Nityananda Das, there's a conversation that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has with his devotee, Lokanath Goswami, and he tells him that soon I'm going to take sannyas. He said, but the reason for that I'm taking sannyas is so that I can repay my debt to Srimati Radharani. And my Guru Maharaj gave a very wonderful explanation of a verse we often hear from the Gita. I cited this yesterday. That vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana. This is Radharani. Radharani is ekeha kuru nandana. She's very one-pointed. But Krishna's bahusaka hinantascha buddhaya vyavisayanam. Because Radharani only wants to see Krishna. playing on his flute, Muralidhar, Shyam Sundar, Gopinath, whereas Krishna, he reciprocates with everyone. He reciprocates with Ratak and Patrak, his servants. He reciprocates with Sridhama and Madhumangal, his friends. He reciprocates with Nanda and Yashoda. He reciprocates with the gopis. And not only that, he reciprocates with the Christians, and he reciprocates with the Muslims, and he reciprocates with everybody. You can't get more Bahusaka than him. He's a supremely Bahusaka personality. And therefore, it's not possible for him to taste the mood of Radharani, because that mood of Radharani is very, very one-pointed. And therefore, he had to leave home. Otherwise, how could, the question is not why. Sometimes devotees, they say, why did he take sannyas? I never liked that question. I always felt the real question is, how could he take sannyas? Because we know from Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, Krishna says, Sada muktopi badhosmi bhaktena sneha rajubi. Although I'm famous as Mukunda, I give everybody liberation, still I become bound up with the rope of love of my devotees. So it's not why did he leave his mother, why did he leave his friends? That's not the question. The question is, how could he leave them? Don't think that their love is second class or is faulty or something. Their love is spotless. It's so pure. But there was something even more powerful. And that thing which is even more powerful than the love of his mother and the love of Vishnupriya is the love of Srimati Radharani. And to taste that, Krishna had to become a kantak. He had to become one-pointed, like the gopis. Just as Radharani and the gopis gave up everything. They left their children. Some of them were breastfeeding their babies. Some of them were cooking for their husbands. Some of them were laying in bed sleeping. Some of them were cleaning the house for their parents-in-law. And they heard the sound of Krishna's flute. And they dropped everything. They didn't even decorate themselves properly. And they just ran in the middle of the night. That's sannyas. And therefore, in our line, the sannyas mantra is a gopi mantra. They ran and they gave up everything to go to Krishna. So when Krishna, napariye ham niravadya samyujam swasadu krityam vibhudaya sapiva, when he wants to repay that debt, he also has to become a kantik, one-pointed. And so this is an internal reason for his taking sannyas. And the external reason, as Maharaj is saying, is that he wanted to do that for prachar, for preaching, because people listen to a sannyasi. And we have this in our society also. Devotees take sannyas, and it's if someone is doing that for service, there's some respect given in the society, and they may be able to do something more. But it doesn't mean that, for example, if Vaisheshika Prabhu, if you put a costume on him and you give him a stick and some orange cloth, it doesn't mean that now he's become more advanced or he's going to say something better. It's not a costume that makes somebody, but it's the quality of someone's heart that we look for. And we, if we had a choice to associate with a Vaishnav who sometimes was massaging naked girls, or we could associate, he's a grihastha, sometimes doing that, or another Vaishnav who was a strict sannyasi, who we want to associate with. If the first one's name is Ramananda Roy and the second one is named Ramachandra Puri. You may not, to all of you may not catch that, but Ramananda Roy was such an intimate associate of the Lord, he was sometimes massaging the bodies of the dancing girls. And Ramachandra Puri was a pukka sannyasi. He would never even look at a woman or anything. But we don't want to associate with him because he was always criticizing, always finding fault. And we consider Ramananda Roy to be much, much more advanced. Although, just as a side note of interest, both of them, according to Kavi Karnapur and Gaura Ganadesh Dipika, are eternal associates of the Lord. And Ramananda Roy, Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, is an incarnation of Vishakha Sakhi. And Ramachandra Puri is also an incarnation of one of the Lord's eternal associates. Her name is Jatila. That's what he says. The Jatila is Radharani's mother-in-law, who's always finding fault. So don't criticize Ramachandra Puri. even. That's the purport. The Lord also gets some pleasure. There's some purpose for that. So this is an antaranga karan, an internal reason. When the Lord came here to this place, he left Nabadweep. And as we were mentioning to some devotees yesterday, Sachi Mata, she says, Nilachali Nabadweepe Jaydwigar. That these two places, Nabadweep Dham and Jagannath Puri Dham, are two rooms in the same house. They're non-different. And I don't know if I can find it real easy and quick. Srila Prabhupada, in one purport, at Majjhalila chapter 22, text 132, he says that living in Jagannath Puri is as good as living in Vrindavan. The conclusion is, this is a conclusion, that Nabadweep Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, and Vrindavan Dham are identical. This is a statement of Srila Prabhupada. But each of these different dhams, as we described yesterday to someone, are like different rooms in a house. You have a house, and we gave the example, you have a bathroom in the house, and you also have a kitchen. I hope you don't do the same thing in the kitchen that you do in the bathroom, or vice versa. We won't want to visit you. But it's still the same house, but different rooms serve different purposes. So this particular room is a place where he could taste the akantic mood of Srimati Radharani in separation. And so Nityananda Prabhu broke that danda. He said, this is something external. Because if you want to taste this Radha Bhav, this topmost love, you have no business with all this Vanashram Dharma. In the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, chapter 11, text 32, it said, Agyaivam gunandoshan mayadishtan apiswakan dharmam samyatya yasarvam mam bhajet sa chasatama. Krishna tells Uddhava that I've given so many instructions in Shastra about Vanashram Dharma. He says, but one who meditates on the merits and faults of these duties and then gives up Vanashram to do bhajan of me, he's the best of all the perfected persons. So Srimati Radharani is the greatest of all the devotees. And she's given that thing up. So in effect, Lord Nityananda is saying, what is this? You want to taste Radha Bhav, and you've come here to this place. And this place, the Bhargavi River, there's an internal area of Jagannath Puri, and there's a greater area. Sriketra is a much greater area. And Bhubaneswar is considered to be one of the entrances to Jagannath Puri, just as Mathura is an entrance to Braj. But then there's another entrance. If you go into the Vrindavan, you should go through the gateway of Gopeshwar Mahadev. And traditionally, our acharyas, they would do like that. It's another gateway. So there's a Bhubaneswar gateway, but then there's another area right here. This is a demarcation line, this Bhargavi River. And this is the inner thing. And this is considered to be Gupta Vrindavan on this side of the river. And so Lord Nityananda, in effect, he was saying that, look, if you want to come and taste the mood of Radharani, you have to give this up. And he broke the danda into three pieces, as who is intimating that because of Kaya Manavakya. A sannyasi has three danda, in the Vaishnava sannyasi, to indicate that his Kaya Manavakya, his body, word, and mind are all completely dedicated to his spiritual master, to the Lord. So he's indicating that thing and indicating the mood of Srimati Radharani, that Radharani is like that. And there's also some external purport for us also, because this is not only the border where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins his Gambhira pastimes. Actually, those come a little bit later. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he established the deities in Brahmagiri Alarnath, he said this is a very important place. And he made a prediction, which we spoke about, I think, last year. We often speak about when we go there. He said that we have to take Gaudiyanath, Jagannath, Gopinath on a flower airplane to London. We have to establish them there. He predicted at that place that there would be this preaching going on. Why was it important for him to mention that there? Because that was the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his main preaching activities. In Navadvip, he was acting as Nimai Pandit prior to his initiation in Gaya. And then after initiation, he came back and he began doing his Premanam Sankirtan, but he wasn't distributing that to everyone. It was behind closed doors in Shriva Sangam. So it wasn't open to everybody in Mayapur. And then he took sannyas, and that sannyas is for an internal reason and an external reason. And he came here, and then he began, this place is also the beginning of his preaching leela. And that preaching leela was in South India. And so, as Vaisheshika Prabhu was pointing out, that preaching means that you have to become free from upadis, from designations. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the 11th verse is considered to be one of the Mahavakyas, or most important statements in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And Rupa Goswami has given us this verse, Anyabhilasita Shunyam, Jnana Karmadi Anabritam. He speaks about what is Uttam Bhakti, what is pure Bhakti. And the first thing he says, Anyabhilasita Shunyam, all your nonsense, it should be Shunya. And then he says an interesting thing, Jnana Karma Adi Anabritam. That Jnana and Karma, Adi means etc., should be Anabritam. It shouldn't cover Bhakti. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary raises an interesting question. Why didn't he just say Shunyatam? No Jnana, no Karma, just only Bhakti. And he says, he explains, because some karma and some gyan can be beneficial. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he said that we should have vanashram dharma. I'm going to make a side comment here. Please forgive me. I can't control myself. But some people, they like to emphasize 50% of his mission. Right? Have anybody ever heard that before? Yes? You should do a search on the folio. Don't trust me. Do a search on the file and see how many times Prabhupada says Vanashram Dharma is 50% of his mission. I don't find it even once in the folio. Now, Prabhupada told a few devotees that. There are a few devotees who recalled that. We respect that. And Prabhupada also spoke very clearly. Prabhupada wanted Vanashram Dharma. But if it was 50% of his mission, I have this question. Why didn't he speak about it at least 10% of the time? Or 5% of the time, or 2% of the time. He didn't do that. But he said this thing, and we respect it. We respect those devotees. But it's in another kind of category. I'd like to ask everybody here a simple question also, because I don't know everybody here. You can help me. How many of you here came to this platform of Krishna consciousness, chanting and distributing books, traveling with your Guru Maharaj and coming to the Holy Dham? How many of you owe your good fortune to your advancement that you had before you joined in Vanashram Dharma? Raise your hand, please. How many of you were practicing Vanashram Dharma? And how many of you owe your good fortune, your advancement, to Vanashram Dharma? Anybody can say like that? Does everybody understand? I see some puzzled-looking faces. You've made some advancement. Is that advancement because of Vanashram Dharma? No? It's not because of Vanashram Dharma. Vanashram Dharma doesn't take away the anartas in the heart. And therefore, but it has some utility. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on this. He says that some karma and some gyan can be beneficial. He says, for example, there's three types of gyan. Tatpadartha gyan, Twampadartha gyan, and Jiva Brahma Aikya gyan. There's knowledge of the Lord. That's good for bhakti. There's knowledge that I'm a jiva. That's also good for bhakti. And then there's Jiva Brahma Aikya gyan, the understanding that the Lord and the living entity are non-different. That's detrimental for bhakti. And he says that some karma, some gyan, an adi means vanashram, adi means renunciation, adi means chanting mantras and doing yajnas and things. He says some karma and some gyan, some adi, can be beneficial. It can help. But it shouldn't cover bhakti. And then he says it may cover bhakti in one of two ways. Number one, someone might think it's the goal. I'm doing bhakti, and my goal is to become a Brahmin. I'm doing bhakti, my goal is to become purified so I can act properly in vanashram dharma. You're covering the glory of bhakti by doing that. The second way that karma and gyan may cover bhakti is that someone may think, unless I do this, unless I practice vanashram dharma, I can't make advancement in bhakti. But bhakti sanjayate bhaktya. It's said in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam that bhakti comes from bhakti. Prabhupada said, life comes from life. Bhakti doesn't come from vanashram dharma. Bhakti is swarat. Bhakti is independent. It's not dependent upon vanashram dharma. So as devotees, we should have, this is a lesson for us here in this place, that we want to do, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here for two purposes. One, to taste very deep bhajan of Radharani, and two, to preach. But to accomplish both of those activities, this danda was broken. And the danda represents vanashram dharma. So there's also a lesson for us here in this classroom that if we want to go very deep in bhajan, the bhajan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and if we want to preach very deeply, then we also have to not put too much stress on vanashram dharma. We might even want to break that danda. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur and different acharyas have spoke about this. In Sajjana Toshini, Bhaktivinoda says, one who has devotion is a Vaishnav, whether he is a grihastha, a sannyasi, rich, poor, learned, foolish, weak, or strong. And the year after that in Sajjana Toshini, he said, for a devotee to remain a householder or to become a sannyasi is the same thing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his book, Chaitanya Sikshamrita, he gives eight different reasons we give respect. I do a whole seminar on this. Maryada. Eight different reasons to give respect. And the first one is Nara Matthira Maryada. Anyone is a human being. You should respect them. Maybe a headhunter. But still, it's a human being. You should respect them. But more than that, Sabhyatera Maryada. We respect someone who's an English gentleman because they have some culture. But more than that, he said, Raja Maryada, someone who has some position. They may be a police officer, they may be a king or something. But more than that, Sadguna Maryada, we respect someone who has good qualities. And more than that, more than Sadguna Maryada, what is that? It's Naramatthira Maryada is one. Two is, Sabhyatera Maryada, then is Raja Maryada, then four is Sadguna Maryada. And then the fifth one, I'm missing one somewhere. So anyway, she helps me remember everything. Then, I remember. Thank you. Before Sadguna Maryada is Vidya Maryada, someone who has some knowledge. They may be a professor or whatever. We give them more respect than we do to a king. But someone who has good qualities, they may be a rickshawala, but they have good qualities. We give them more respect than we do to a professor who may have a PhD, but he smokes and drinks and whatever like that. And then beyond that, we give to Brahman Maryada. Yeah. Someone who's a Brahman, because then the Brahman has a quality of knowledge and purity. But more than that, we give respect to Ashram Maryada, and Ashram Maryada especially means sannyas. That's position number seven. Mm-hmm. It's very important. Everyone should respect sannyasis as part of culture. Part of culture means you should respect the authorities. We should respect the police. We should respect the temple presidents. Even if we may not agree with them, even we may see they have some faults, but things can't go on unless we have that respect. So each one of these is more important than the previous one. So the seventh position is ashram maryada. We respect the sannyasis. But more than that, the eighth and final position is bhakti maryada. We respect someone who has bhakti. And that person may be a housewife. They may be a small child. But we give them more respect if we see more bhakti in that person. So we should learn this lesson here and not to be attached to these external upadis, but we should see what is Vaishnav. There's a letter Prabhupada wrote in 1972. Let's see. There's a couple letters. Prabhupada said, if you've taken a wife for grihastha life, why are you neglecting her? That's not Vaishnav. Vaishnav means one is very responsible. And if he's a householder, then he must be responsible. I cannot give sannyas to any devotee who's not proved himself to be responsible in all respects. Better you prove yourself first by being an ideal householder and forget all this nonsense. In a second letter, someone wrote Srila Prabhupada. They said, Prabhupada, my wife is pregnant and she's becoming really annoying. And it's really nonsense. And he had some suggestion how to deal with it. And Prabhupada replied to him, you should forget taking the sannyas order for the time being. Unless your child is born, there's no question of taking sannyas. Anyway, Prabhupada was dealing with a lot of early people who had some different funny ideas. So we should understand it's a very important principle for our society. The importance of respect and respect to bhakti. I'd like to read another short thing to you from Jiva Dharma, chapter 7. It's a conversation between a devotee named Yadava Das and another devotee named Ananta Das. Ananta Das was a disciple. Yadava Das was a disciple. And he asked his guru, he said that grihastha devotees, they follow the vanashram system. He says, is it possible for grihastha to become a Vaishnav without following vanashram? Well, that's a pretty good question, right? And Ananta Das, his guru, replies, if you only knew how broad and how magnanimous the Vaishnav system is. Another name for the Vaishnav religion is Jiva Dharma, the religion for all human beings. Every human being is qualified to join the Vaishnav religion. Even outcasts may embrace the Vaishnav Dharma, and they can live as grihastha bhaktas. For them, there's no vanashram. Those who break the vanashram rules as sannyas. Someone's a sannyasi, and they break that. We call them a vantasi. Someone is eating their own vomit. He says, those who break the vanashram rules of sannyas may, by associating with devotees, attain pure devotional service. Then they may be householder devotees. For them, there are no rules of vanashram. Those who, because of their misdeeds, have left the vanashram system may still, along with their children, take shelter of pure devotional service. If someone is a very bad person and they stop following vanashram, still, with their children, they can take shelter of pure bhakti in the association of devotees. Then they are householder devotees, but they're not part of the vanashram system. There are two types of grihastha bhaktas, vanashram dharma yukta, or within the vanashram division, and vanashram dharma rahita, or outside the vanashram system. And Yadava Das says, well, which one's better? It's a great answer. Ananta Das says, the one who has more devotion to Krishna is better. Not that one is following vanashram. He said, as for those who have no devotion, the materialistic society will consider those who are within the vanashram system as the best of the two, because at least they have some position in society, while the other is an outcast. However, from the spiritual point of view, they are both degraded. for neither has any devotion. So this is a lesson for us here in this place. If we want to go deep in bhakti, we follow Vanashram Dharma. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Chaitanya Sikshamrita says, as long as someone has material desires, they must follow all the rules of Vanashram Dharma. But he's also speaking to people who understand all the rules of Vanashram Dharma. And we can't even begin to understand all those rules. For us, we take shelter of the holy name. We take shelter of Guru. And Guru gives us instructions. Prabhupada gives instructions how to follow Vanashram Dharma. But Prabhupada didn't say to try to copy Mana Sanghita and try to copy all the unlimitedly complicated, intricate rules of the Vanashram system in India. He said, you distribute books, chant Hare Krishna, follow four principles. That's your Vanashram Dharma. And you may act as a Brahmin, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, a Sudra, but you understand that ultimately you're a devotee. And you're not a Sudra Vaishnava or a Brahmin Vaishnava, but you're a Vaishnava first and foremost. And we respect that. So if we have this lesson for our personal bhakti, for our society, and we also have this lesson for our preaching, that we should understand if we want to be preachers, we have to break this danda of our upadis and not consider this person uttam or adam. Uttama adama kichuna bachila jachiya dile kukol. It's not that this person's very great, I'll give them a book. This person's very fallen, I won't give them mercy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is to give everybody mercy. So these are a few lessons here in this place. And it's done to Bhanga. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Please let's give appreciation for Madhavananda Prabhu for giving. But a little more than that, because a lot more than that. That was a deeply, not only deeply touching and edifying, but amazing. And taking all that in here at this place, I think was very special. It feels as if it's gone deeply within our hearts. I also want to acknowledge the translators here, because they're working harder than anybody. Also, those who are listening to the translation, because it takes extra effort to translate something and then also to listen very carefully. So it's very inspiring to see the devotees here who are getting the second language, getting the translation rather than the first line of communication. And we're going to decamp, but before we do, just because we've been hearing about Gupta Vrindavan so many times, I really feel the urge to sing the Shad Goswami Ashtakam. It's also very practical in the light of the things we've been hearing here, that what do we do with all this knowledge and information? How do we actually assimilate what we've heard? And we're so fortunate to have the Goswamis of Vrindavan who have enunciated Lord Chaitanya's teachings, elucidated them in such a way that it's practical for everyone, even in this age of Kali. Krishna kirtana gana natana paro premamritam bo nidhi dhira dhira jana priya priya karo nirmasaro pujito Shri Chaitanya Kripa Baro Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharavahantarako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuya Go Shri Jiva Gopalako Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipuno Shadharma Samstapako Lokanam Hitakarino Tribhuvane Manyo Sharanyakoro Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandena Mataliko Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuya Go Shri Jiva Gopalako Shri Gauranga Gunar Nuvarna Navida Shadha Samvridyanvita Papo tapa nikrinta no tanubritam Govinda ganamritai Anandam buddhivarna naika nipuno Kaivalya nishtarako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuya Go Shri Jiva Gopalako Chakvaturnam Shesha Mandalapati Shrenim Sadatu Chavad Utvadina Ganesha Ko Karunaya Kaupina Kanta Shrito Kopi Bhavara Samritavdi Lahari Kalola Magno Mohu Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuya Go Shri Jiva Gopalako Kujat kokila hamsa sara sagana kinye mayura kule nana ratna arav mula vita pa shri yukta vrindavane krishna harnisham prabhajato Jivarta doyo muda Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuya Go Shri Jiva Gopalako Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Natibi Kalava Sanikrito Jahara vihara kari vijito Chatyanta dinau chayo Ta Krishna nasmiter madurima Nandena samhohito Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuya Go Shri Jiva Gopalako Datata Kalinditanaya Tire Chavam Shivate Madhavishara Shesha Dasaya Grasto Pramato Sada Gayanto chakadaharer gunavaram bhavavibhuto mudha Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuya Go Shri Jiva Gopalako Hey Radhe Vraja Devike Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kuta, Igovardhana Kalpapara Patale, Kalindivanye Kutaha, Goshantaviti Sarvato Vrajapure, Keder Mahavivalo, Vande Rupa Sanatano Raguyago, Shri Jiva Gopalga. One more time. Vande Rupa Sanatano Raguyago, Shri Jiva. One more time. Vande Rupa Sanatano Raguyago, Shri Jiva Gopala. Go Premanande Tai Gaura Haribo 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 Tai Gaura Haribo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hey, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Haribo, Haribol, Haribo, Nitai Gaura Haribo. Hare Krishna, Jai Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jai Jaya Prabhupada. Taigo Premanande, Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Shri Harinam Mahamantra Ki, Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki, Go Premanande, Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Taigo Haribo. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajagacharya Stotarasthit Sri Srimad Bhaicharanada Vindabhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajagacharya Stotarasthit Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki. Anantakoti Vaishnavinda Ki. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Premsagaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavindaki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Sri Mayapur Navadeep Dham Ki Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Gupta Vrindavan Ki Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jamuna Devi Ganga Devi Ki Sambeda Bhakta Vrinda Ki. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to the Bhanga Nanga Nadi. Go Premanande. Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, hey! Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman.